A lot of grieving and soul searching in Texas. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Obviously, this is a situation we failed in the sense that we didn't prevent this mass attack.
Texas Public Safety Director Steve McCraw at a briefing on the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School where 19 children and two adults were killed yesterday.
But I can tell you those officers that arrived on the scene and put their lives in danger, they saved other kids.
The 18-year-old gunman was shot and killed. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he had no known criminal or mental health history, but had shot and wounded his grandmother first, sending private messages online about that and warning of a school shooting minutes before the attack. We're also learning more about the victims, including teacher Eva Morales.
She was shot and killed in her classroom at Robb Elementary School. The fourth grade teacher worked at the district for nearly 20 years. 10-year-old Javier Lopez, 8-year-old Uzziah Garcia, 10-year-old Rogelio Torres, 10-year-old Elijah Cruz Torres, and 10-year-old Ellie Garcia. Police say they were just sitting in a classroom yesterday afternoon getting ready to go on summer break in just a couple of days when this gunman walked in, barricaded himself in that classroom, and opened fire. Reports say one of those little girls in the class picked up the phone and tried to dial 911. But she was shot and killed.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling lawmakers there's no single answer for what motivates lone wolf threats.
I look at the El Paso shooter in the Walmart there. If you look at his so-called manifesto, it's all over the place. So we're having more and more challenges trying to unpack what are often sort of incoherent belief systems combined with kind of personal grievances.
At a Senate hearing, Ray says they need to stay laser focused on efforts to counter violence motivated by hate and extremism. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The man accused of murder on a New York City subway train is due back in court.
Police call it an unprovoked killing. 25-year-old Andrew Abdullah has a long rap sheet. He served 2.5 years for conspiracy and attempted weapons possession in a gang case. Was on parole until last spring. Had opened cases for vehicle theft in April and an alleged assault. He turned himself in for the subway shooting on Sunday that shocked the city. Police say he was pacing on the subway car, muttering about a phone, when he suddenly pulled out a gun, fired a single shot directly at fellow passenger Daniel Enriquez.
Fox's Eric Sean. Enriquez was on his way to brunch with his family when he was killed. A family lawyer has said Abdullah has mental health issues. More funerals today in New York from the supermarket shooting in Buffalo. The security guard who fired at that gunman among those being laid to rest. An ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan is claiming responsibility for deadly bombings in the capital, Kabul. 9 people killed in 3 bombings of minivans. The group has not claimed responsibility for another bombing at a mosque that killed at least 5 worshipers. A stadium deal is off in California. City officials pull the plug.
By a unanimous vote Tuesday, the Anaheim City Council chose to cancel the sale of Angel Stadium to Los Angeles Angels owner Artie Moreno. In a statement, the city said the vote follows the May 16th notice of a federal investigation into former Mayor Harry Sidhu stemming from actions he may have taken related to the stadium site proposal. Anaheim Mayor Pro Tem Trevor O'Neill said, knowing there may have been an element of corruption that brought the final product to us, we cannot move forward in good conscience. Jared Max, Fox News.
A strong finish on Wall Street after a choppy start. The Dow up 191 points at the close. The S&P nearly 1% higher. The Nasdaq gaining more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.